Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You have reached the voicemail box of 2
hope. I'll be your lover.
Welcome to Honey Hush. I am your host, your girl, Stephanie Beard. Tonight we got a special edition of Honey Hush. We're going to be playing Family Feud. Family Feud tonight, you guys, is going to be a great show. I have went out and challenged the number one show here on the J. King Network, The Kings in the Morning. And so we're going to turn up tonight. J. King has his family. I have my family. I'm actually not going to be participating in the answers. So I've chose some people to be my family here at Honey Hush. And so I'm going to go ahead and go over some of the rules. I'm going to open up my family mics. I'm going to wait until I don't see Jay here just yet. He's probably on his way. So I'm opening up my family members as we speak and introducing my people and getting them on board tonight. So my first family member tonight is going to be Kimberly Virgil, and you guys are familiar with Kimberly Virgil. She has basically been part of the J. King Network probably since day one. Is that correct,
Kimberly? Honey Hush. I have been part of the J. King Network since Kings in the Morning inception. Not the J. King Network inception, but Kings in the Morning inception.
Kings in the Morning. Wonderful, wonderful. And so, Kim, I'm going to give you a choice where you want to be. Do you want to be first, second, third? Because there's going to be four of you guys on the panel. So do you want to be first, second, third, or the anchor?
Girl, you know I'm mama always leaves. Mama always leaves.
All right, so I got you as number one on our on the panel for me, for Honey Hush. And let me go ahead and I just opened up Daryl Plowden. Welcome to Honey Hush, Daryl Plowden. Honey Hush.
Roof, 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 roof. Honey Hush. What's up, Kim? Kim, we're going to do this tonight. I'm pumped up, and I'm ready to beat the Kings in the Morning.
Okay, all right,
so are you my brother? Are you my uncle?
Yes. Oh, yeah. How do you guys want to be related?
I'm
mama.
I could
she
be
mama.
You mama? Hey, well, shoot, I want to be daddy then.
You want to be daddy? Okay.
I want to be
like
daddy.
That.
And maybe I could be an anchor.
You want to be the anchor? Okay, cool.
I want to be
all anchor. Right, so Daryl Pong, you fourth on being the anchor. And I'm waiting for my girl, Juanita, to call in. Press the number one, Juanita. There you go. I think this is your mic right here. Press the number one so I can open up your mic. Is that you, Juanita?
I've been on since the beginning.
You got to press number one so I can see you. I got a lot of people on the board tonight.
Oh,
what's up,
I'm
sis?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Hey.
That's okay. Hey, you guys, this is my sis, Juanita. We've been knowing each other for, over that picture you sent me today, Juanita, when I sent it to Caitlin.
Well,
she was
KK
only,
was,
she was only this three.
This is when Caitlin was, yes, I'm getting ready to say, Caitlin was when you was trying to get her in a decent preschool.
Yeah, she was only 3 years old when I met you, and she's 15 now, so we've been knowing each other for 12 years now.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to Honey Hush, my sis. So it looks
like you're
going to be number two. You want to be number two after Kim, or you want to be third next to Daryl Plowden? Because our other, I got another.
You know, I'll be number two. I'm her sister.
Okay. All right. So that's our sister right there, Kimberly Virgil, Juanita, and Daryl Plowden. And here's our brother, or let me see what Johnny Graham Cracker Davis want to be tonight. Johnny, what's up? Welcome to Honey Hush.
What's going on? Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you perfectly.
All right.
He want to be a traitor from Kings in the Morning. Sound like that's what Johnny Graham Cracker
Davis. Yeah, man, he might be sabotaging us. He might
sabotage. You know what? He's not
going to
sabotage.
Like
he's not
going
to sabotage. He's not going to sabotage.
First of all,
because
you can't
Jay
use Johnny
King.
Davis. You,
no.
You can't use Johnny Davis.
Yeah, Johnny,
okay,
you didn't pick me, Jay.
Right. You did not pick him, Jay King, and he called me today, and he wanted to be on our team. So that's on you, Mr. King.
I didn't pick Johnny.
Jay,
first of all,
Jay trying to steal your
Johnny.
People.
I didn't pick Johnny because I didn't think Johnny would even play this kind of game.
Man, we play Family Feud every Friday, man. Every Friday is
that's,
Friday.
That's,
oh,
now,
no.
That shows how much you know your Kings in the morning, your brothers in the morning, J.K.
Well, first of all, this ain't Honey Hush against Kings in the Morning.
Yes, it is Honey Hush because he calls into Honey Hush. He calls into Honey Hush, and you did not pick him. You did not pick him. You had the opportunity of picking your panelists, and you didn't
Johnny
do that
Davis
today.
Johnny Davis didn't even say he wanted to play.
Well, you didn't ask him. You didn't even ask him. You did not even give him the opportunity to say yes or no.
So what it sounds like is Johnny is a threat to Jay's team.
No.
Johnny Davis is
I think Johnny should be with Kings in the Morning. He's a mole.
No,
he's not
going to do that to us. Let me
he's
do this. I got to do this, you guys. I got to put you guys on mute because I got to take control of the show. So, Jay, I've introduced my team, Kimberly Virgil, Mama Kim, and I got my sister Juanita. She's in the number two spot. I got Johnny Davis in the third spot, and I got Daryl Plowden in the fourth spot, the anchor. Now, you go ahead and introduce your team, and I'll open up their mic as we go.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
How are you hosting?
I'm hosting, and I'm not going to cheat. I swear on a stack of Bibles that.
That's what I know you do. That's why
I'm not
going
to cheat. I swear I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Just go ahead and introduce your people.
Okay, so I believe Phyllis is here.
Okay, so let me look for her number. Press the number one, Phyllis, if you are here, because I don't see her number.
What about Tanya?
I do see Tanya. Okay, there you go, Tanya.
What about
Hey,
what
hey,
about,
this is Jay. Hey, let's do this.
What about Leela?
Leela? Let me see. I don't see her. Press the number one. Let me check, see if I see. Press the number one if you guys are on Jay King's team. Press the number one, please.
Who said that they picked me? Wasn't that Leela that said, I want to be on your team? Wasn't that?
No, it was, what's her name? Nicole.
Get Nicole.
I don't see
there.
Her. Juanita, press number one. Juanita, press number one so I can put you up in the queue. Okay, gotcha.
Wow.
All right. So, Jay, I see Tanya for you. I do see some people who have their mic open. Ali raised his hand. Do you want Ali? He is
okay,
Kings
I want Ali. Yes, Ali. Ali
All
is
right,
Kings
so,
in the Morning.
Okay, and then I have Michael Gay got his hand up.
Okay, Michael Gay can be on my team, too.
Okay. So, obviously, I'm surprised Nicole didn't show up today. Okay.
She probably knows it's going to be fixed.
It ain't fixed at all, Jay. Why you can't trust me that I'm going to do, I'm not going to cheat. I swear I'm not. I want this to go well. I have this planned out. I have it planned out.
Think positive, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Who said that?
Tanya. I said think positive.
Told me
stay positive. And
she
thank
told me
you,
to
Tanya.
Think positive.
Well, think positive, stay positive, both the same. Okay,
so
Jay,
I know what the
game is. Are you going to be first? Are you going to be second? Are you going to be third? How do you want your team to
be
set up?
I'm first.
Okay, who else? Okay, you first, and then who else?
And then Tanya.
Thank you, that was number two.
and then Michael Gay. No, Ali, and then Michael Gay.
All right, so let me write this down real quick. Mm-hmm. You need somebody good on the anchor.
Yep.
Okay, so Kimberly is one, and Jay is on his side one. Who's making all that noise? Put yourself on mute. Who? Jay, is that you?
I'm walking in the house. I was driving home because I had to work today.
All right.
So late,
okay,
late.
I understand. I had to work too. Okay,
well,
we'll
I had to work
you
late.
Just a second, Jay.
No, I'm in the house now. You don't have to put me
all
on
right.
mute.
All right. Okay, so
always
Kim is one.
On
Jay is
mom.
One. Let me see somebody. Don't text me, you guys. Press the number one. Okay, you want to be second to Johnny, fourth? Okay, so, all right, Daryl Powell, now open up your mic in a minute. All right, let me just stop this right here. I'm getting all these, printing out all these questions. All right, you guys. So, okay, so Kim is number one. Jay is number one. Number two, let me open up Daryl's mic real quick. And I'm going to put everybody on mute. When it's time for them to come up, I have music.
Dang,
I
should have got Mama D.
Things.
I would have loved this hand. I'm sorry, Mama D.
Yeah, you
should
have got Mama
known.
D. Did she
tell you that it's speaking?
Okay, put yourselves on mute. Okay, so, Daryl, you said you want to be what?
Yes. I want to be, hey, who's our captain? Because I want to be.
Kim. Kim
I
want to
be, let's go, Kim, can we go man, lady, or something like that?
We can do that if you want. So you
okay.
want to be number
wanna,
two? Or?
Yeah, I want to be number two.
Okay, so DP number two. Juanita, you'll be number three. Juanita. And then, Johnny, you're going to be the anchor. And you know Johnny play all the time, so Cracker is going to be good at number four. All right, Jay, so who do you want as your second person?
I told you already, Tanya.
Okay, I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me because
you
got a sorry team. Who's number three?
Ali.
Okay, Ali. And then number four is Michael Gay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you didn't want to be the fourth one to come in strong, Jay? You sure?
Tanya? Do
yeah.
you want to be on do you wanna stay on my team?
Okay, Jay. No mutiny, nothing. It's a question. Yes.
Don't start don't be boss on my team. There's only one boss on my team.
Oh, Phyllis showed up, Jay. I don't know what you want to do, but Phyllis is here. Hey Phyllis, welcome to Honey Hush. I think this is your first time on Honey Hush. Hey.
Yeah. Every time I always do it at the wrong time. But now I know I'm going to stay in so I can check it out.
Okay, so Jay,
okay.
what do you want to do? You want to trade out any of Michael Gay? Because Michael
I'm
Gay
gonna,
is part of
no.
Cool Critics.
No, no, I'm not going to trade out Michael Gay. I'm going to trade myself out and let Phyllis come on. I'm just going to participate by listening.
Okay. No. Why are you doing that? You're supposed it's Kings in the morning.
Because he's scared.
I know, I'm
hoping.
You can't do that.
Doing it.
You can't do that. He's doing what? He's doing it because he's scared?
He's scared of
yeah.
Mama Kim. That's why he's getting the hell out of the way.
Well, who wouldn't be?
No, Jay, that's not, no, you can't do that. Because Michael
yeah,
is part of
do
Cool
that.
Critics. He's
I'll
part of Cool
like
Critics
my.
And so he's going to be – we're going to challenge Cool Critics too. So, no, Michael Gay shouldn't be on the team. That's why he wasn't on my team.
Well, Johnny's on your team. He should be on your team.
We go
because
Johnny,
Johnny
now.
Is a Kings in the morning. And you should have chosen Johnny.
Well, I chose Michael Gay, so I'm going to
– No,
listen, I get to
that's
pick
not
my
happening.
Team the way
this
I want
This is my
to.
Show.
So,
no.
Well,
my
then,
show.
Then you know what? I bet you if I hang up, then what?
Okay, then you just hang up.
Yeah.
How you gonna challenge my show and it's just me? I got somebody up there.
welcome to the Family Feud. I am your host for the Family Feud tonight, Honey Hush, Stephanie Beard. And so tonight we got our team, Honey Hush, Kimberly Virgil. Everybody put themselves on mute. And who's ever number one, and I'm getting a lot of feedback, so I'm putting everybody on mute. Getting a lot of feedback. And so what I'm going to do in order to keep this going smoothly, I'm going to put people on. I put myself on mute accidentally, you guys. But anyway, so I'm just going to open up the mics of the two people who's going to come up against each other, which is going to be Kimberly Virgil. And who did Jay? Oh, he said that Tanya. So, Phyllis, since you're taking Jay's spot, you're going to be first in line. You're going up against Kimberly Virgil with the first question. Okay? Are you prepared? All right, cool. So let me just get this prepared. Jay didn't throw me off because now he want to come up in here changing things. Like he always did. Okay, cool, you guys. And I'm hearing some feedback, you guys. Is that you, Phyllis, or is that me?
I don't have anything on. I'm not on speaker.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, you guys. So we're going to I wanted to do Battle of the Sexes, but I wasn't able to find that topic, unfortunately. So I am going to start with this first question, and then so I do have the buzzer sound, and I do have the correct sound, you know, when you do get the correct answer. So we're going to go with, this is the top, let me see how many answers on this one. Bear with me, you guys, because I had everything situated, and now Jaden had everything, try to change everything around. All right, here we go. So we have the top. Let me see the top. Hold on, you guys. Here we go. All right, so we have the top six answers on top seven answers on this one, you guys. And so, Kimberly, I'm going to put you and Phyllis two both on mute. And take yourself out of the queue, if you can. Take yourself out of the queue because you're going to press the number one. And whoever hit the number one first, then will be the first mic I open up, okay? So try to take yourself. Okay, let me do that. Let me see if I can take you out of the queue.
I've hit the one.
You hit the one?
Yeah,
okay, I think, you know, Blog Talk is not allowing us to do that now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's working, Stephanie. You just opened my mind.
Okay, hold on real quick. But when you press number one, where'd Kimberly go? Did I accidentally hang? Oh, no, here she go. All right, so Kimberly, she took herself.
Can you hear me?
All right, so I can hear you now, Kimberly. So listen, you took yourself out of the queue, right?
And, you told me to.
Right, do it again, and Phyllis, take yourself out of the queue, and then, did you do it, Phyllis, because I still see your hand up. It's not working for you, huh?
No, because I keep pressing the one.
Yeah, it's not working for you. It worked for Kim.
Okay, first of
what,
all,
Jay?
No, you got to put her on mute. She can't take herself out of the queue. You got to put her on
Kimberly
mute first.
Kimberly just took herself out,
no,
of,
put,
out
no,
of the queue,
put
Jay.
Her on mute. Put her on
I
mute
did.
First.
And
I now did. When you put it on mute, now, Phyllis, now press the one and take yourself out. Now when she presses the one, she'll be out. Now,
okay, you're
you
right.
Should let,
all right, Mr.
I know.
King.
I know. What I'm, okay, so now you should let me add. You should let me be on my team and add another person to your team so we have five people each.
I don't. Who wants to be on the Honey Hush team since he wants to come in here changing things up?
So,
press the
on
number
Honey
one
Hush
if you want to be on Honey Hush team.
Yusef Kente want to be on the Honey Hush team.
He's not even here.
Yes, he was. He pressed the one. He told me. He said,
oh, there
thing.
We go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Yusef Kente. Okay, so Yusef Kente is going to be on our team, and he's going to be – Johnny is going to be the anchor. So you're going to be in the number four spot after Juanita, Yusef Kente, okay?
And I just want my team to see what I did. I sacrificed myself for the team. I just wanted you guys to see that.
How did you sacrifice yourself for the team?
Because I was gonna not play for Michael Gay because I called him once he was on my team. I'm not going to diss my team because you want me to.
I didn't tell you to diss your team.
You did. You were like, you were trying to diss my team.
Okay, anyway, I'm not about to do this with you, Jay.
You were trying to diss Michael
Gay. No, I wasn't.
He's on my team.
I was not.
I'm putting piss on this bump right now.
Ew. Okay, too much information. Okay, so, Jay, take yourself out of the queue, and I'm going to put you on mute,
okay.
And I'm putting Yusuf Kente on mute, and take you guys out of the everyone take their self out of the queue, please. Thank you. And so Kimberly and Phyllis are the only two who's going to press the number one when I ask this question. And I'm mad because I don't have the right link, you guys. Ugh, this is pissing me off. All right, so these are the top seven questions. The top seven questions. All right, and so whoever gets this get to choose who gets to go first, what team gets to go first. So let me go over here real quick. All right, so everybody's out the queue except for Daryl Plowden. Let me put him on a mute. All right, there we go. All right, so Kimberly and Phyllis, the first question tonight is, let me get back over here. I'm sorry, you guys. Uh-oh. All right, here we go. So name a hold on. Okay, name a play. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys. This is messing me up right here because it's not even the right one. All right, so here we go. Name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine. There we go. Phyllis hit it first. All right, Phyllis.
Your
answer?
Your bra.
Okay. Your bra is on there. Your bra is on there. So, Kimberly, press number two and see if you can get the – it's number two. It's the second answer on the board, Phyllis. So, I need for Kimberly to answer and see if she gets a better question. She can get the number one answer.
Can you repeat it?
Sure, I surely can. The question again is, name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine.
Your shoes.
Bing! Number one, you want to play or you want to pass to Jay's team? You want to play on our team or you want to pass?
What you want to do, Jay? What you want to do? You want to play?
Let me open up our mic. Let me open up our mic.
We want to play. We want to play. We want to play.
We want to
play.
Play.
We want to play.
All right. All right. Cool.
Stephanie, we want to play.
Okay. Let me open up our team's mic. All right. So I'm opening up our team's mic. I have opened up our mic. Okay. So number two. Okay. So Juanita. Daryl Plowden. Is Daryl Plowden.
Yes.
Yes.
So question.
Y'all.
All right. So the question, Daryl Plowden, name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine.
I'm going to say a leather belt.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my I got to get my sound effects up for you cuz that's wrong.
Hey,
you got one.
That's okay, y'all.
All right.
Come on,
all right. That's okay.
We got it.
Okay, so Juanita, you're up next. Name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine.
When you said bra. Okay. So,
wool
yes, clothing.
She said bra already.
Yeah, but I
name
was
an article
say something else.
Okay.
So, I'm saying wool, like wool clothing, 100% wool.
Wool, okay, be more specific. It's an article of clothing.
Okay, a wool jacket.
Okay,
wool coat.
A coat. Okay, so we'll go with coat. That's on the board, so you're good. We get to move forward. We got 13 points for that. We got 29 points and 13 points. They got 21 points so far. All right, so we still holding. We got 1X We got one wrong answer. And so the next one up will be Yusuf Kente. The question is, Yusuf, name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine. Yusuf, you there? No, let me see. Make sure I got his mic open. I'm sorry. 821-3774, right, Yusuf? You there, Yusuf? Okay, let me open up.
No, that's not Yusuf. That's not Yusuf.
It's not?
His is 821-66, something like that, or 33.
Press the number one, Yusuf, because I don't see his line. Who's 821-3774 then? 916-821-3774.
That would be Daryl Gaze.
Daryl who?
Daryl Gay. His brother.
Okay, so let me put him on mute. And I don't see Yusuf's phone. I mean, he hasn't pressed number one. Let me open up Jay's mic. Okay,
we
Jay
can
must
beat him 4-5. We can beat him with what we got.
Jay,
okay, first
what
of
number
all,
is Yusuf Kente?
First of all, you're giving people whole numbers out. The 821 number that you that's Daryl Plowton's number. Okay.
No, I have Daryl's mic open.
No, you don't. Daryl Plowton's number is 821.
That's Gay's number. That's Daryl's Gay number he gave out. She gave out.
That's a lie.
That's Daryl's Gay number.
First of all.
Oh, my God.
The Daryl, quit playing.
Okay, so Yusuf Kente is not
number.
Answering. Okay, 821.
Daryl Plowton, are you calling on two different numbers? Because other, see, and Stephanie, you do too much talking. You give your team.
Oh my
it's
God!
Your team.
Here you go. I'm about to.
I'm
going to mute you right here. I'm muting you, Jay, because I'm trying to do this right.
I'm gonna hang
I
up.
Know what I'm doing.
Because okay. No, you don't. Because you're
I
talking
know what
to the
I'm
team
doing.
Too much.
You always want to come in and try to change stuff up.
No, the lady said a war, and you and she. It wasn't there. You put the,
yeah,
put
I said
thing,
be more specific, Jay. I said
you're
be more specific,
her.
Just like, no, that's what.
I knew it.
Oh, my God, that's what Steve Harvey does.
You,
Steve Harvey does
and
that.
Donald Trump.
I am moving forward with our next person, which is Johnny Graham Cracker Davis. Johnny, because Jay is always trying to change stuff up like he know everything, and he don't. All right, so name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine, Johnny. Johnny, you still there? Let me make sure I got his mic open. There you go. There you go, Johnny. Okay, there you go, Johnny. Name an article. Name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine.
How about a G-string?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's all right. That's
all right, Jay. All right. So it's used one more time for Yusuf Kente. Yusuf Kente, are you on the team or not? If you're not on the team, press the number one, Yusuf Kente. Otherwise, we only got 4-5.
That's okay. That's okay. We can win it. We can win it without four.
All
we
right.
can win it.
All right. Okay, so Kimberly, I'm going to let you go then next. Name an article because it's the top seven answers on here. We got two strikes. We got two strikes, you guys. We got to get this. We got two strikes and don't.
Okay.
All right, so Kimberly, name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine.
You cannot wash a suit, right, guys? A suit. A suit.
Woo, 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 woo.
That's
your chance.
Yep, right.
Yeah, that's the good one, a suit, yeah.
Yes.
She kept us alive. She kept us alive. Okay, so suit is on there. That's 7 points for us. Suit. Okay, so we got suit and we got coat. All right, so then next up is Daryl Plowden. Daryl Plowden, we still got, let me see, we top seven answers. We already got 4 answers so far. Name an article of clothing you can't wash in the washing machine. It should be easy. Daryl Plowden? Daryl Plowden? Where are you?
Where are you looking, people?
Oh, my God. Where is he at? I don't see him. Did he hang up? 825. That's, oh my God, I cannot believe it. Now I got to give us an X because he's not here.
That's okay. They not gonna steal. They not gonna steal. Come on. They not gonna steal.
Oh my God.
We can keep it.
I cannot believe Daryl Proctor.
That's okay. They not gonna steal.
All right. Okay. So let me open up Jay's mic.
Suede jacket.
All right. Let me see if that's on here. Go back.
That's a lie.
Jay, it's on the same level as Colt, so no.
Okay,
I'm gonna give you another chance.
Yes, I do.
No,
polyester.
No, he can.
Polyester pants.
Oh, God. Wash polyester pants. Cheapest thing you can buy. You can wash them
right
in the washing machine.
How many points we got?
So I'll tell you the points in a minute. Hold on. Tanya is next, Jay? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Tanya. Tanya, you guys got we already won. We won this round because Jay missed the answer. So right now we have count up our points.
Stephanie, all you got to do is this.
39.
You just add, you add the points up there, but you do it quietly. And you just, that round we won, and you just go to the next round. And just add the points up while you're doing the question. That's how, do it like Steve
how
Harvey.
How you going to come in here and just tell me how to run my show?
Like,
I don't like how
you're
doing
it.
Because
you're not doing it like Steve Harvey. You're not doing it like Steve
Harvey. I'm doing the Honey Hush edition, Jay.
Thank you.
Stephanie, I got a question.
Yes.
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Hello?
And I pushed the one, I pushed my mute, and then you went on to the next. But, hey, then I had to hang up and call back.
Everybody heard? Okay, so we moving on because I want to move on. I'm putting everybody on mute. Take yourself out of the queue, please, and we're moving on. And Daryl Plowden, you're up next, and Tanya, you're up next. So you guys take yourself out of the queue.
So you want me to put myself on mute? Hello. Hello? 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 Stupid.
Okay, I'm here.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hey, Tanya. Did you guys hear the question?
Hi.
The question is,
I couldn't hear
name
of... I couldn't hear one. I could not hear anything. I just had a call back.
Okay, so name a bad job for someone who's accident prone. Name a
job. Yes?
Go ahead. Name a job. Can you hear me, Tanya?
Yes, name a bad job.
For someone who's accident prone.
Name a bad job. Accident prone. Name a bad job that somebody's accident prone. Let's say, a circus.
Ken.
Circus performer.
Say it again.
Circus performer.
A circus performer. Okay.
Yes.
Circus performer. Let me check.
We didn't think of an answer.
Plowden.
Okay.
Where's Daryl Plowden at? Damn.
Yeah, it went wacky. I couldn't hear anything. I had to call back in.
Is this you, Daryl?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So the question to you, Daryl, is name a bad job for someone who's accident prone.
A lineman. As in like a PG&E lineman?
As in a what?
An electrician, a lineman.
Oh, okay.
Pole.
So say electrician, okay? Say that. Don't go lineman. All right. So let me see. Be a little more specific. Did you say... Okay, so... All right, let me just do this because they're going to say I'm cheating. All right. right. So the next one, the next one on Jay's panel is Ali. Ali, name a bad job for someone who's accident prone.
Truck driver.
Yes, that's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it.
Right. Woo-hoo! Oh, that's funny.
That's the number one answer, by the way, Ali. So number one answer. Okay, so you guys, let me open up your team's mic, all your team's mic, and I'm going to put our team on mute. So let me open up. Who's else on your team? Jay didn't drop, so he's not here. Who else is on you guys' team? Phyllis. Okay. All right, Phyllis. And I think Michael Gay. So, Phyllis, name a bad job for someone who's accident prone.
Server, a food server.
Say that again?
Waiter. A food server or waiter? Waitress.
Okay. All right, all right, all right. You guys are doing good. You guys are doing good.
All right.
Food service is number four. Just 10 points for you. All right. All right, so the next one on your panel is Michael Gay.
Construction worker.
All right, all right. Y'all doing good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I work in construction. I should know.
Oh, yeah, you should. That's true. All right, so construction worker is number two on the board. Y'all killing us now. All right, so next on your team would have been Jay, but let me go. I think this is, who's this right here? Is this you, Yusuf Kente?
Yeah, that blog talk kicked me off. I've been trying to get back on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Jay didn't hung up. And let's see. You're on our team, though, so I'm going to put you back on mute. All right, so let me go back to his team. Number one person on his team is Tanya. All right, Tanya, so let me go to you. Tanya, is seven questions on the board so far. You guys got three. No wrong answers. So you still got four more to go. Name a bad job for someone who's accident prone.
I'm going to say a race car driver.
They already said driver. So.
Oh, a race car driver is different? Okay, oh, Lord. Okay, let me say.
A driver is a driver. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let's see. a gymnast. How about a gymnast?
A gymnast? Let me double check and see if that's on there. All right. All right.
Okay.
All right. You guys got one answer wrong, and you still got more to go. All right. So Ali, you next on the panel. Name a bad job for someone who's accident prone. You still got four answers to go.
I'm going to have to say a doctor, physician.
Okay. All right. All right, you are good. You are really good there. Okay, it's a surgeon. Surgeon is a doctor. All right, so we'll give you that. That's the last, that's the number seven question, so you got 6 points for that. We still got three answers left on the board. One, two, three, four. All right, so next on your team is Phyllis. Oops, sorry, Phyllis, I accidentally put you on mute. All right, so Phyllis, again, the question is name a bad job for someone who's accident prone.
A knife thrower.
A what?
An archer.
A archer?
Person.
Okay.
All
righty.
Yeah.
Archer. All right. Michael Gay.
That was a good answer, though. That was a good answer, but.
Michael Gay, name a bad job for someone who's accident prone. Name a bad job for someone who's accident prone.
Two going through my head, but I'm going to go to the one that I'm going to say the one that I thought of right off, a police officer.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm kind of scared. You're good. Police officer is number three on the board. All right, so that's 11 points you got. They're beating us now, you guys. All right, so we got one, two, three, four, five. We got two more answers left before they sweep the board. They got two They got one more X to go. If this person missed the answer, then we get to go. It goes to Honey Hush. All right. Again, this is going to who's next on your guys' team? Is it Tanya?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
Tanya.
Come on, Tanya. Come on, Tanya. You got the number one answer. Come on, Tanya.
All right, Tanya. Name a bad job for someone who's accident prone.
A fireman.
Say that again.
Fireman.
A fireman. Okay, let me double check that for you and see.
There we go. Damn.
Okay,
so now we go to.
We got this. Come on, let's huddle up together. Hey. Let's huddle up.
Can you hear me?
We're going to go with window washer. Yes.
Okay, let me.
Yes.
Yay!
We took
day points.
Great answer, honey.
Hey, so...
Thank y'all for your help.
Oh my God, that's so bomb.
What's up?
We killing you guys. All right.
Stephanie,
all right.
Was pilot on that list?
No, we the last answer was glass maker and window washer.
Oh, okay.
Glassmaker and window washer. So we all took all you guys' points. Sorry, you guys. You guys were killing us, but sorry. Okay. All right, you guys, take yourself out of the queue. And next up is, if you're third on in line, that would be Juanita. And on the Kings in the Morning, that would be, let me see, Phyllis is Jay, Tanya's first, and Ali's second, then Michael Gay. So you're up, Michael Gay. You and Juanita are up. Take yourself, press the number one, Juanita, and take yourself out of the queue first. And then when I say the question, then you press the number one. Michael Gay, take yourself out of the queue. You have done that. Okay, wonderful. So the next question is, this is the top five answers, The top five answers on the board. Let me find it real quick. All right. Name something people are often chased by in movies. Press the number one if you got the answer, okay? All right, Michael Gay hit it first. Juanita, he beat you to it. All right, one moment. Let me open up Juanita's mic. Let him answer first. Go ahead, Michael.
A killer.
Okay. Be specific. Yeah, you got to be a little more specific on that. Name something people are often chased by in movies.
Something that some people are often chased by in movies is a.
Give you 3 seconds. 3 seconds.
Okay, I'll say a rapist.
A rapist. Okay, let me see if it's there.
Bam.
Yeah, that's it. Not that. Okay, Juanita?
Well, that's kind of like a open question there because there's always chased by a killer.
Name something people are often chased by in movies. Juanita?
Oh, okay.
Police car. Okay. All right. That's on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we going to play? Yeah. Honey Hush going
we
to
gonna
play?
Play.
Or are they going to pass?
We going
to okay.
play.
Put
no, we going
to
play.
All right, let me open up the team's mic. All right, let me open
we
up our mic
guys.
Here. We're going to play. We're going to play. All right, we got Johnny's
we
mic open. All right. All right, so we're going to play. Honey Hush is going to play. So the next one up is Johnny. Johnny, the question is, name something people are often chased by in movies. Top five answers. We already got cars.
I'd say a psycho.
Okay, you got to be a little more specific. You got to be specific. It doesn't, you know, it's you know.
Oh, okay, I'm going to just go with a dog then, a dog.
Okay, good. That's on there.
That's a good one.
Okay, a dog is on there, all right. So we got that. We got cars and dog, all right. And then next up on our panel is Kimberly Virgo. The question
shit,
is, name something people are often chased by in movies. Top five answers. We already got three answers left on the board.
They're always chased by the police. The police is always chasing them.
Yep, you are right. You are. Oh, she did say that. No, she
said
car. She said cop car. But she said cop.
Police car.
Yeah, police car. She said police car, and you said police. Right, and that's right.
Okay.
That's on there. So you got it.
Okay.
All right. The next one is Daryl Plowden. We got two more answers left on the board. Name something people are often chased by in movies. Let me open up his mic. I know I have it open. Let me see. 821 or
3386? Yeah,
oh, that's Yusuf Kente. Okay. All right. So, Yusuf Kente, you answer it. Name something.
The Boogeyman.
Okay. You're right. Monsters. That's
right.
The same thing.
Okay. Way to go.
All right.
Way to go.
So, we got one more answer left, Daryl Plowden. We got one more answer left, Daryl Plowden.
Can you hear me
something
now?
Yes, name something people are often chased by in movies. We got one answer left.
Birds.
What?
What?
Birds?
Birds.
Damn,
okay.
Birds.
Bad answer. Woo! Nope, bad answer. All right,
there was a movie called The Birds.
We back to you, Kimberly. Don't let them take all our points.
Oh,
name
God.
Something.
Something.
It's one answer left. One answer left. Name something people are often chased by in movies. One answer left.
Okay. Killers.
Okay. All right.
Was that it?
Ooh. Yep. We got it. Bad guys. Bad guys.
Okay.
We swept the board, you guys. All right, you guys. We swept the board.
No wonder Jay got off.
Yes, because we killing it. They have no points. None. No, they got 21 points. And we got, I don't know. I think we might be. They got that when the first
Oh, no, they didn't get it.
You're right. So they have no idea.
How they get 21?
No,
yeah,
they didn't get anything. That's sad. Honey Hush is the bomb. Okay, so I'll put everybody on mute. I might go on mute. We're going to have a fast money round after this one. All right. So, after we finish our panel. So next up is... Johnny Davis and who didn't come up? Michael Gay, did you come up yet? Take yourself out of the queue. I'm gonna ask Michael Gay. Where did he go? Okay, Michael Gay. Oh, no, let me put you back on mute, Johnny. Michael Gay took himself out of the mute. Out of the queue, Michael Gay. Where are you? Okay, here you go. Michael, did you come up yet to do it or Michael?
I'm here.
Michael, did you come
up
yet to – I'm asking you, have you came up yet to answer the question as the first person, like you're going up against my team? Did you come up?
Okay, well, I asked the last question.
No, I'm asking you – where are you at on the panel? Are you the anchor? Let me get
That's where I was at the start of the show. That was the anger.
All right, so we're going to put you up against Johnny Graham Cracker Davis. Johnny, take yourself out of the mute, out of the queue. He has done that, and I'm about to take you, mute you, and whoever hits the number one first. Or, Michael, didn't you just do it?
I got to come out the queue. I got to come out the queue now.
No, didn't you just do it, or was it Ali?
It was me that just did it a moment ago.
Okay, let me get Ali then. Ali, so you're going to press the number one when you're ready. When I ask the question, you and Johnny Davis are going up against each other. One moment. So I'm going to go to the question. And these are the top four answers. Top four answers. Let me find it first. No, not that one. Okay, the top five. All right, so this is the top five answers. Top five answers, and this is going to Ali and Johnny Davis. When a woman runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table? When a woman runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table? Press the number one, Johnny, or okay, Ali, hit it first. All right, Ali, the question is, when a woman runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table?
That's chips.
Chips, like the like the gambling chips?
With.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boo. I'm sorry. Let me ask Johnny. All right, Johnny. When a woman runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table?
I'd say a ring.
Okay, that's jewelry. It's on the board. Okay, so you're right. Are we going to play or are we going to pass?
We're going to play.
All right, let me put him on mute. All right, so let me open up my team's mic. All right, we playing, you guys. We're going to play. Honey Hush is going to play. So, you guys, the next one in line is Kimberly. There's Daryl Plowden. Daryl Plowden, the question is, when a woman runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table?
Oh, is Kiki calling me Daryl Plowden? It's you,
no,
Kim Tag, girl.
No, I know you're on there, Yusuf, but Daryl is supposed to be here, too, but I keep hearing unmuted.
And then,
there you go. Because I'm opening up. You're on our team, so I'm opening up all of our team's mics. So go ahead, Daryl Plowden. You're next. When she runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table? What might a gambler put on the table?
It's credit card.
All right. You are good. All right. Okay. Yusuf Kente, when she runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table? The top three answers that we have five. We have three left. You already answered two.
Put her on the table.
Good answer.
You said what?
Put her on the table. Good answer.
That's all right, honey.
Hush answer.
That's the wrong answer, though. It's not there. Sorry, Yusuf. Okay, Juanita.
$100 bill.
You said $100 bill?
$100 bill.
Okay. All right, we're going to let them steal. We got one more answer. Okay, so Kimberly Virgil, when she runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table?
His car keys.
You are good. Oh, my God, you say. All right, so we got that one. All right, so I'm going to go to Johnny Davis. We still got two answers left. We got two X's We got strikes. Two wrong answers. So when we got two strikes. Thank you. We got two strikes. So Johnny Davis, when she runs out of money, what might a gambler put on the table?
Mm.
Don't let them steal.
Oh,
Kings in the morning.
Wow.
Come on, Johnny.
Come on.
3 seconds, Johnny.
Three seconds.
Johnny.
Yeah,
great
answer. All right. Good answer.
What did he
His
say?
His jacket?
Great answer. Let me hear the answer, please. What is the answer, Johnny?
He might have like a leather jacket.
Okay.
Yes,
great answer.
Sounds crazy.
All right.
That's clothing. We got two strikes with one answer left on the board. And who's next? Daryl Plow, Johnny. Okay, so is Daryl Plowden or is it Juanita? No, Juanita.
It ain't me.
So is Daryl Plowden?
You can do it, Daryl.
One answer left.
What number is that?
Or they can
please.
Steal.
It don't matter. Ain't but one answer left.
It's the last answer on the board. It's the last answer on the board.
Come on, Dale.
What
you can do
when she runs out of money? What might a gambler put on the table? You're gonna let King of the Morning steal? You got 3 seconds.
Let's say a check.
A check.
Great answer.
Check.
They not gonna steal. Don't worry about it. They not gonna steal.
Let me open up Phyllis' mic.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna have to put Yusuf Kente on Jay's team because Tanya, I guess she was doing so bad, she left you guys hanging. That's frisky.
Oh,
no. Tanya, go ahead. You were at the bottom of the list. Okay, so Tanya and Ali, Michael Gay and Phyllis, you guys could come up with an answer all together, and you guys could steal all the points. The question is,
we heard the question.
An airplane.
Let me repeat it.
I'm going to tell y'all, I think, let's say the title to the house.
Or the house keys to the house. I agree with
you
that.
You guys tell me what you guys want to do. 3 seconds. Tell me what y'all want
to
do.
The title to the
house.
I'll say that.
They won. They got that whole board.
Right.
They finally got four on the board. Ali saved them, you guys. He saved them. He saved you guys.
All right, Ali. Go ahead, Ali.
Put up the house. In the morning.
Those are some good answers, even though we still beat you guys. We're going to do one more and see if you guys could catch up. And if you guys catch up and win the whole thing, then you could do fast money. All right.
But everybody can't be throwing out a bunch of different answers.
No. Who's next up? Who's next up from the teams? We got Yusuf Kente for Honey Hush. Who you guys got for the Kings in the Morning? Is it Phyllis? I think it's Phyllis.
It came back to me already.
Let me get Phyllis. Okay, so everybody take yourself out of the queue, including you, Yusuf Kente. Take yourself out of the queue, everybody. Take yourself, and then when I read the question, whoever pressed the number one first gets to get answer. So I don't know, Phyllis, are you able to take yourself out of the queue? Take yourself out. You're the only one still left in the queue. You pressed the number one? Let me open up your mic. You pressed the number one, Phyllis?
Let me try it again.
Let me put you on mute. It worked last time when Jay told me, so I put you on mute. Okay, there we go. Oh, no. Okay, let me make sure. Yep. No, you're still there, Phyllis. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I hear you pressing the number one, but
Stephanie,
it's not working.
Stephanie's not taking this out of the queue. It's not.
It is for you, Tanya. Let me take you out. For Phyllis, it's not. I don't know why. Maybe it's the phone. Okay, so let me do who wants to, since Phyllis can't do it, I'm gonna get your best player so far is Ali. So Ali, or Michael Gay, or Tanya. Which one of you guys want to go first? Want to do this round? Tanya, you want to do it? I'm gonna open up your mic real quick and let you answer. Hold on, Tanya. All right, Tanya, you want to do it? You want to do it, Tanya?
Sure, I'll try my best.
Okay. Okay, take yourself out of the queue. Take yourself out of the queue then. Press the number one. All right, there you go. So I don't know why it's not working for Phyllis. All right, so this is the question, and it's between Yusuf Kinte and Tanya. Whoever pressed the number one first, I will go to you first. Top five answers on the board. Name a language that you often see on restaurant menus. Name a language that you often see on the restaurant menu. Oh, y'all did it at the same time. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to go to Tanya first. Let me give them the benefit of the doubt. But both of you guys pressed the number one at the exact same time. So go ahead, Tanya.
Wow. English?
Name a language. Okay. All right, number one answer. Good for you.
I made up for the lost answers. All right.
So are you guys going to play or are you going to pass?
We're
going to
play, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So let me go ahead and open up your team mic here. And Yusuf Kinte, since you got the number one answer, there's no need for you to answer and try to beat her. All right, so let me open up your mics here. That is, okay, press the number one if you're on J. King's team so I can see you guys in the queue. All right. Ali, where's Michael Gay? Press the number one, Michael. Okay, great. All right, so then who's next? I think is Ali next in line, or Michael Gay, actually, because Ali is number two and Tanya is number two, and then Ali, yeah, Ali, you're number three. So, Ali, the question is, name a language that you often see on restaurant menus.
Spanish.
Woo-hoo! This is an easy one. I should have never did this one, but that's okay. It was easy.
All right.
Oops, wrong one. You got it right. Woo-hoo! All right. So, Michael Gay, you're next.
I'll have to say, normally it's English and Spanish, so I'll have to say it will be the next one would be Asian. You said that a language you would see on a menu, right?
Right.
I'll say
3 seconds.
English.
3 seconds.
Spanish.
Three,
so I'll say
two,
probably Japanese.
All right.
Okay, Phyllis. Question is: name a language that you often see on a on restaurant menus.
Russian.
You said what, Phyllis?
French.
What? Say it again.
French.
French? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you clearly. All right. So you guys got one strike, and you got three answers with two answers left on the board. I'm going to go back to Tanya.
I'm going to say Russian.
All right. All right, Tanya.
All right.
You did get it right, Tanya. I just said that.
All right. It's three
and five. Ali, you guys got two strikes, and it's still, let's see, one, two, three answers left on the board.
I'm going to go with Italian.
Okay.
He saved you guys again. All right.
All right,
you guys got two strikes with two answers left on the board. I'm going to go to Michael Gay.
Okay, so French is already on the board. Italian.
English and is already there. English and Italian. Let me see, Spanish.
How many more left?
Let me make sure. Okay, so you got two strikes. Okay, so what did Phyllis say before?
French.
Okay. And English was by Tanya, and Spanish is so we still got two left. Or no, I'll say one left.
I'm going to say this is out the norm. I'll say probably German.
All right, team. Okay. Honey Hush, get it together, team. They got three strikes. He lost it for them. Let me close
that's
their mics
right. Come on, block them.
Come on, you guys. This is easy. If Honey Hush do not get this answer, I am going
to
be upset with you guys. It is
so
easy. You got to get together.
Give me some answers.
Chinese food.
Okay, that's the only damn answer we get.
What about Russian? They knew Russian already?
Honey Hush has won this particular game against Kings of the Morning. We have kicked their butts. They did get on the board, but we got to 300 before they did. Sorry, you guys. Who's going to do fast money?
The girls are going to do fast money.
Oh, man. You know, Johnny is good. He said he plays it all the time.
He's still a king of the morning.
The guy sucks. All those guys suck.
Okay, so who's going to do fast money on Honey Hush team?
The girls are going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay,
girl,
so you don't want
me. I'm going to help you.
Okay.
She's first.
Okay, so you going to be first, Juanita?
No, Kimberly's going to be first.
Oh, Lord.
Johnny, go first.
Okay, so it's going to be the women, and Johnny's not going to do it? Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay, so Johnny and Kim,
okay,
or Johnny and Juanita?
Come on, Johnny.
Johnny or Kim?
I'm going to go first.
All right. So let me do this. Let me put Johnny on. Johnny's going to hear it. He's going to hear it. That's not fair. Johnny is not supposed to hear it. I'm going to put him in the bubble. I'm going to put you in the bubble, Johnny, so you can't hear it. You won't be able to hear it. I'll put you in the bubble.
Okay.
So he can't hear the answer.
I am good at fast money, though.
Okay. All right. So let me get this up, and let me get. All right. So the first question is, after Thanksgiving, name a food you make all of the leftover turkey.
What?
After Thanksgiving, name a food you make all of the leftover turkey. That's what it says.
Turkey salad. Soup.
Okay. What'd you say?
Turkey salad.
Salad?
Yeah,
okay.
Salad.
Okay. All right, next question. Besides a bird, name an animal that has claws.
Cat.
Okay. Besides a hospital, name another place a nurse might get a job.
At a hospice.
Okay.
At a doctor's office.
Wait. You can't help her, Juanita. Besides books, name something you find in most school libraries.
Computers.
Okay. Besides food, name something a caterer brings with them to a job.
The silverware, the plates, and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Besides football game, name an event that might be held in a football stadium.
Soccer.
Okay. Last one. Besides math, name the most difficult subject in school.
Geography.
Okay. All right. All right. So your point, so what you got right before I bring Johnny on, the number one, oh, I'm not supposed to give it the number one answer yet. Right?
No.
Okay. So let me bring Johnny
point.
On. Right.
No, you're supposed to give her her points for her answer that he can't
okay,
hear.
I'm going
to
give her her points. I'm going to give her her points. Hold on. Calm down.
You got to
I'll
call
her
and say and tell us how many points she got for what
okay.
she said.
Okay. She didn't get nothing for turkey salad, that's for sure.
I told her to say soup.
And then she did get the number one answer for cat, so that's good. You got let's see, you got 25 points for that. And then for hospice, for besides a hospital, name another place a nurse might get it. You say hospice, that's not there. Hospice is not there. And then computer is number one answer. You got number one answer on computer and cat so far. And then you got number one answer on the besides food, name something the caterer brings with them to the job, silverware.
No, that
and
should
then
be number
you,
one.
You got you didn't get it, the right answer for besides football game, name an event that might be held in a football stadium. It's not soccer. And then last but not least, besides math, name the most difficult subject in school. You said geography. That wasn't on there. All right, so let me open that.
How many points did we get first?
Well, it's giving me the points. It's the points so far you got are you got 40 for computer, you got 25 for cat, you didn't get anything
okay,
for turkey 65. Salad, right? And silverware, you got 25 for silverware.
Okay. So I got 9 points. All he got to do is get 110.
Okay.
That was
90, 10
yeah.
points. Yeah. All right. So let's get Johnny on the mic.
Okay, my sir.
All right, Mike. She got 90 points. Johnny Graham, Cracker Tech Davis, she got 90 points. All you need is 110 points. So I'm going to go through the questions with you, and hopefully you guys can get all of the points, and you guys can win a Starbucks gift card. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so the questions, I'm going to give you the same answers that I gave your Kimberly Virgil. And so far, like I said, she got 90 points. You can't duplicate her answers. Otherwise, you'll hear, I forgot to get that sound. Bump, bump. I forgot to get it. All right, you guys. I forgot to get that one. I'll get it next time. All right, so we're going to put 20 seconds up. Is it 25 seconds or 20 seconds up on the board?
25
seconds on the board, and we're going to go ahead and start it. All right, Johnny, after Thanksgiving, name a food you might make all of the leftover turkey. This question is really weird. After Thanksgiving, name a food you make all of the leftover turkey.
Using the leftover turkey. Yes.
Let him say it. Go ahead. Sandwich. Okay. All right. Good. Besides a bird, name an animal that has claws.
A cat.
No, cougar. Bop, bop. Try again. She got that.
That has claws. An eagle.
Okay.
That's still a bird.
It is a bird. So you can come back to it. Besides a hospital,
okay,
name
I'll
another place. Besides a hospital, name another place a nurse might get a job.
Doctor's office.
Be specific. Okay. Okay.
He did. Well, he said a doctor's office. What is it?
All right. I'll move on. Besides books, name something you find. Oh, no. Besides food, name something a caterer bring with them to a job.
Could you repeat that, please?
Sure. Besides food, name something a caterer brings with them to a job.
Linen.
Okay.
Good.
Besides football games, name an event that might be held in a football stadium.
Concert.
Yes. Good one.
Besides math, name the most difficult subject in school.
Science.
Okay.
That's fun.
All righty. And that was it. All right. So let's go ahead and tally up. She got 90 points. So you did get the number one answer for the first question. After Thanksgiving, name a food you make all of the leftover turkey. That's turkey sandwiches. That's 51 points. The second answer was stew, 39 points you would have got for stew. All right, besides a bird, name an animal that has claws. That was the number one answer. Cat and tiger was the second answer, so I can't give you any points for eagle because it don't give me anything for eagle. So that's zero. Besides a hospital, name another place a nurse might get a job. You said doctor's office. I guess clinic is the same thing. That's 19 points. All right, and
what was the number one answer, though?
The number one answer was convalescent home, 28 points. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, I forgot to ask you this one, I apologize. Besides books, name something you find in most school libraries, Johnny. Besides books, name something you find in most school libraries.
Computers.
She said that. Try again.
Librarian.
Tell you what?
Desk. Tables.
A desk. Okay.
Librarian.
So that's zero. It's computer. Computer was number one. Magazine is second. All right. And so you said besides food, name something the caterer bring with them to a job. Silverware was the number one answer. The second answer was, it doesn't even give you the second answer, but linen is not on there. So that's zero. All right. Besides football games,
so was it? It wasn't drink. It wasn't drinks.
No, silverware was number one. No, silverware was number one. It didn't give me a second one.
But number two,
it didn't give me a second one. I know. Besides football games, he said, name an event that might be held in a football stadium. The number one answer was baseball. The second answer was concerts. So
yes.
You got that right. So you got 15 points on concerts. And the last answer, the last question, besides math, name the most difficult subject in school. And you got it. Number one answer was science, 46 points. So we definitely
got it.
We got it. All right.
Uh-oh.
You got
it. Oh,
now let me see if this is Mrs. D. Mrs. D, is this Mrs. D?
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. D. Is this Miss D?
No, this is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney, what's up? Where you? Jay wanted. Oh, I think this is Mrs. D right here.
Yes, he's
Mrs. D. There you go.
Yes.
Jay wanted you to be on his team. Did you want to go a second round? We could go a second round. We got about 45 minutes left in the game. We can mix up the players if you guys want. I'm keeping my team. I'm keeping my Honey Hush team. But if you want to mix up Jay King's team, if you want to be a part of it, I know Phyllis is here. I see Yusuf Kente here. Tanya is here.
Let somebody take my place.
No, I gotta go.
Okay.
But it was fun
right,
playing.
Kimberly, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming
let
through.
Let me just say this. Let me just say that this to Ali. You Googling was real. It was on time, man. You Googling them answers was on time. And the last thing I gotta say is tell Jay King he can archive this show and listen. He can archive it. Yeah.
Yeah, the keys in the morning. We're going to go ahead and challenge next. We're going to challenge you, Michael Gay. Michael Gay, do you want to have Cool Critics, or I think Jimmy Braxton's show is going to show up for the next time we do this. We're not going to do it next week, but the next we'll probably try to do a game night at least once a month here on Honey Hush. I thought that was a little fun. I mean, Jay tried to come in here and try to change everything. He tried to
I think you should let Real and Raw be one of your challenges one of these times.
I should let who?
The Real and Raw show.
Oh, of course. We could definitely challenge the Real and Raw show.
You got both of us on the line right now.
I got all you guys on the phone. Yeah, Delia is here. Let me see, where's Delia line at? Did she hang up? Oh, no, she here.
Yeah,
Delia,
Delia,
are you up for the challenge tonight? We can do a quick round.
Sure.
Dang,
okay.
I got
Courtney on the line. I got Jing Yusuf Kente could be on your team. I still got Tanya is here. Okay, so who still want to play? Who still want to be on Honey Hush team? I got Juanita still here. I got Daryl Plowden here. The only one who left is Kim, so I can replace Kim with Michael Gay, you're on here twice on the board. Let me hang up one of your lines. So I have Yusuf Kente. Well, let me see. No, it'll be 3-3 because it's Delia and Courtney and Mama D on the team, and then I got Juanita, Daryl Plowden, and Johnny. Did you still want to play in the second round round?
Yeah, I'll go to the second round real quick.
Okay. So we got Johnny, and then Ali, do you want to be on The Real and Raw? Or Yusuf Kente, you want to be on The Real and Raw, and then Ali will come on my team.
It don't matter, however you do it.
Okay.
I'm saying
okay.
Kings
right.
in the Morning. What the hell? Hold on now. What happened?
Kings in the Morning is lost. So now Honey Hush is going up against Real and Raw Radio.
Oh, I ain't joining no other team. I'm just going to listen then.
Okay. All right. So we got Michael Gay will be on Honey Hush side because he's always calling in on our show. All right. Cool. All right. So it's
I'm
going to
call back in. This is Phyllis. I'm going to call back in.
Okay, Phyllis. That's cool. All right. Cool. All right, you guys.
So who are the teams now, Stephanie?
Okay. So the teams consist of Real and Raw, which is you. Miss Mama D, I think that's Delia. I'm going to put Delia on hold on mute for a second because I hear that background noise. Okay, she put herself on mute. Thank you. So you got Real and Raw. Real and Raw is you, Mama D,
mm-hmm.
Courtney, Yusuf Kente, and Delia. Now, and then on Honey Hush, we have Juanita, Johnny, Cracker. We have Daryl Plowden, and we have Juanita, Johnny, Cracker, Daryl Plowden, and who else did I say? Oh, Michael Gay on our team. All right. So the object of the game, how we're playing it, We're playing the game. Everybody take themselves out of the queue. Everybody. And whoever hits the number one first comes up,
okay.
Okay. And so.
How do we take ourselves out of the queue?
Okay. What position am I again? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
What? Hello?
Okay, you guys. I apologize. So, Mama D.
Okay, tell me. What position
Juanita,
am I at?
I'm going to show you in a minute. You're going to be number one, Juanita. Hold on. But let me get their team in order so they'll know what's going on. I'm going to open up everybody's mic again so they'll know what's going on. Let me take Tanya out. Tanya is a play. She could be on our team, too. Let me open up Johnny's mic. All right, so Mama D, who's in your number one spot?
I'll be number one.
Okay, and then Courtney, you want to be number two, and Yusuf Kente, number three, and Delia is your anchor, number four.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so Juanita, you're first. Daryl Plowden, you're second. Michael Gay, you're third. And Johnny, you're going to be our anchor. I like you as the anchor. Tanya, I don't know.
Four of us?
Yeah, because Ali don't want to play. He's just listening. All right. Anybody else who want to play, I can bring you in. And then Tanya, if you wanted to continue to play. All right. I'm taking everybody out of the queue.
So.
I think she might take herself out the queue.
I did. I took myself out of the queue.
Oh,
Oh, girl, that's so funny. Girl.
Oh, my God. Juanita, take yourself out of the queue. Press the number one, Juanita. Take yourself out of the queue. All right, there we go. All right, so the one, Michael Gay, take yourself out of the queue. Take yourself out of the queue. So it's Mama D and Juanita. I'm going to ask the question. Don't, Mama D, okay, yeah. Michael, you're still in the queue. Michael Gay, you're still in the queue. So Mama D and Juanita, when I ask the question, whoever hits the number one first, whoever I see in the queue first, goes first in answering the question. Okay? All right, hold on, Nate. That's an easy one. Let me find a hard one. Okay, here we go. Top seven answers on the board, Juanita and Mama D. Top seven answers on the board. Name something you would hate to find under the bed. Name something you would hate to find under the bed. Damn, that was right. Both of you guys did it on time. I'm going to go ahead and open up her mic first and give her the benefit of the doubt since we already won, Juanita. And Michael Gay, you're on the board twice, and your hand is up twice. All right, so Mama D, I'm going to go ahead with you with the first answer. Name something you would hate to find under your bed.
A snake.
Top seven answers.
A snake.
All right. That's the number two answer on the board. Good answer. All right. Oops. I'm sorry, you guys. Let me stop. How did that happen? Somebody trying to play music on the show tonight? All right. So you got the number two answers on the board. So I'm going to open up.
So what was my
Courtney, no, well, Juanita, you're next because she got number two, so you get to try to beat her. And then, again, name
well,
something
I
you.
I gave you an answer. A rat.
I didn't hear you. A rat?
A rat. Yes.
Okay. She beat you. That's the number five answer. So she beat you. So you guys want to play Mama D or you want to pass?
We want to play.
Okay, they're going to play. All right, cool. So then next, let me open up Courtney. Let me open up your whole team mic and close up Juanita's mic so she won't say anything here. Let me open up you guys' mic. Okay, Delia's mic. Okay, Mama D's team, press all you guys press the number one. If you're on Mama D's team, press number one. Yusuf Kente, Delia, and Courtney, press number one so I can open up you guys' mics. All right. Good.
Can y'all hear me?
You there? Yep. All right.
Okay,
good.
So I was never off cue then.
Oh, I thought you were. I didn't see your hand up. Okay, so Courtney, the question is, name something you would hate to find under your bed, the top seven answers. Five answers are still left since two have already been answered.
Some type of old food.
Okay, good answer. It's on the board. It's number three on the board. I'm trying to get my sound effects in order here, but I lost the list somewhere over here. All right, but you got the answer. So far, you guys got no strikes, and there's still five answers left on the board. Next question to Yusuf Kente. Name something you would hate to find under your bed.
A mess.
A mess, like M-E-S-S?
Yeah, like M-E-S-S.
Okay.
Okay. I hate to find a mess under my bed.
I get it. You're not there, though, unfortunately. All right, so you guys really, really raw, got a strike, but you got two answers so far. All right, so next, Delia is up next. Delia, the question is, name something you would hate to find under your bed. Name something you would hate to find under the under your bed.
A rapist.
Good answer.
You guys got two strikes, and we still got five answers left on the board. This is your, the next person is Mama D.
I'm going to go with monster.
Okay, number one answer. Good answer.
Well,
number one answer.
It?
All right. She
That's
got called monster. She's not cheating.
She is. I still didn't hear. What was it?
is monster.
Oh, a monster, a monster. You know what? That's what I was going to say, too.
Okay, so I got to put you on mute, Juanita, because you can't interrupt her. She ain't cheating. Okay. Don't be, you guys better not be cheating. All right, so Real and Raw. All right, so far we got monster. You guys answered so far monster, snake, food. And on our side, we said rodent. So that so far has been answered. We still got three answers left. So, Courtney, name something you would hate to find under your bed.
Well, although I don't have any, I would imagine I would hate to find kids under the bed.
Your kids?
Yeah, I don't have any, but okay. I just would imagine,
right.
You know, I wouldn't want to find them. Whoa, what?
All right, I'm putting you guys on mute because you guys then passed it over to us. And everybody who's on Honey Hush team, please press the number one so I can see you in the queue. All right, so we got your open, Michael Gay, Juanita. Let me open your mic. Michael Gay, you are on here twice. Let me close one of yours out. Okay, and Johnny. All right, so you guys get together, Honey Hush, and get your answer together so you can steal the point.
Oh, no. What y'all think? Spider?
Name
spider,
something.
Spider. Spider.
Okay. All right, let's see if Spider is on there. It's up there, you guys. It's up there.
It was up there.
So you guys, yep, it's up there.
Oh, okay.
Spider,
we got it.
Spider, yep. And then the other one was dust. And the number seven one was, what does it say here? Why would they say that? Jewelry under your bed? Why would you hate to find, I guess if you lost your ring or something under there. Okay, that was dumb. All right, you guys, so Honey Hush has won that first round. We collected, let me see how many points we collected on this one. Wow, we got a lot of points. 43, 16, 12, 10, 8, 4, and 3. No, we didn't get 3 because we didn't answer that last question. All right, you guys, so I'm going to put everybody on mute. Take yourself out of the queue, and we're going to come back with Courtney and Daryl Plowden. Courtney and Daryl Plowden.
How do I get out of the queue? Or how do I get out of the thing? Because every time I hit one, it doesn't do nothing.
I know. Did you even press number one? Oh, you haven't even pressed number one, so let me go ahead. Now it'll bring you up there. All right, you guys. So everybody else take themselves out of the queue. I see everybody hand raised except for Courtney's. Everybody else, press the number one. Daryl Plowden. Everybody, yep, I see everybody leaving except for Michael Gay and Daryl Plowden. Daryl Plowden, take yourself out of, there you go. All right. Michael Gay, you on the board twice, but I'm not going to pay attention to you right now. So it's between Daryl Plowden and Courtney. Let me get the question. Top. Let me see what answers. All right, top seven answers, Daryl Plowden and Courtney. Top seven answers, whoever hit the number one first. Something people like to do when they listen to music. Name something people like to do when they listen to music. Courtney beat you. Somebody texted me. I cannot see it. So let me open up.
They like to dance.
Okay, so let me see if that's on here. It is. It's number six. Daryl Plowden can beat you. Daryl Plowden, she's at number six. Name something people like to do. Let me repeat the question. Name something people like to do when listen to music.
Study.
What?
Study.
Okay. Number three answer. So you beat her. So who you want to play or pass?
We want to play.
All right. So let
Wait,
me put
what was the answer?
Study. He says study, and that's number three on the board.
Right.
Number three. So I'm going to open up all of our teams. Mike, press the number one if you're on Honey Hush team so I can see you in the queue, please. I see you already there. All right, so I got Michael Gay. I got Cracker, and I got Michael Gay. You are on here twice. Let me hang up one of your mics. All right. And then
I don't know why.
I don't know, but now it's one. So I got Michael Gay, Duro Plowden, and Juanita. Press the number one, Juanita. I got your mic open, but press the number one so I can bring you up higher. All right, I got you. All right, cool. All right, so Duro Plowden was number two. So Michael Gay, you're up next. Name something people like to do when listen to music.
Eat, have dinner.
You said eat, have dinner. Yep, number five on the board. So you got, let's see. Yep, we're number five on the board. All right. Next one, Juanita, you're next. No, you're number one, right? So Daryl Powell, then Johnny, yes, Johnny. Name something people like to do when listen to music.
Workout, exercise.
All right.
Number two on the board. Way to go. Number two on the board. Shoot, Honey Hush is bad. All right. Okay. All right, Juanita, we back with you. We got the top seven answers. We got, let me see how many left. One, two, three, four. We got three left on the board. Three left.
Dance.
And so name something. She already said dance. That was Courtney's
answer.
That's number six. That's already on the board.
I'm sorry.
Name
something. Well, then studying. Study.
We already got that's number three on the board, too. Let me tell you what's already up on the board that's been answered so
there
far.
Must have been a time
so
tonight,
far,
that I was
study,
off.
Study, eat, dance, and exercise. We still got three left.
Okay, driving.
Okay, that's number seven on the board. Good answer. All right.
I will not be driving. I like to listen to music, so.
Me, too. Daryl Plowden, you're up next. We got two answers left on the board.
I'm going to say relax/sleep. Relax.
That's our first strike right there. All right. So we're going to go ahead to our third person, and that is Michael Gay. Name something people like to do when listen to music. We got two answers left on the board. Think carefully. Name something people like to do. Think about yourself when you listen to music. What do you like to do? We already have drive, dance, eat, study, and exercise. 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Don't try to make Honey Hush loose.
I said get busy.
Oh, get busy? Well, it's still X. It's not up there. All right, so
okay.
We got two strikes. We got two strikes, and we're going
Damn.
To Johnny. Two strikes, Johnny. We got two answers left on the board. Name something people like to do when listen to music.
Let's say work.
Whistle while you work.
Okay. Whistle while we work. All right, so I'm going to close up the mic. It's going to go back over to Real and Raw Radio. We're going to open up for you guys' mic. You guys can get together and come up with your own answer. Let me open up you guys' mics here. Press the number one. We'll make it easy when y'all hear that we lost. So let me open up your mic again. Okay, let me close hers up. Okay, let me open
guys.
Up Delia's mic.
Okay, guys, we can get this.
Yep, you got two answers left on the board. Name something people like to do when listen to music. Two answers left.
Courtney, you got to think about it. What do you when you're listening to music?
Your teammates' mics are. Oh, I'm sorry, Courtney.
Sing along.
I say queen. Or wait, yeah, no, sing maybe. Queen or sing, you guys. Queen,
you guys
yeah,
pick
I say
one.
Queen.
Oh, I like cleaning. Delia, how about Delia? Cleaning sound good to you?
Sing along.
Okay, 3 seconds. You guys give me an answer. 3 seconds. Three.
Cleaning.
Okay. All right. You guys got the whole day. Okay, you won that whole one. All right, really well. Y'all giving us a run for our money. Let me see how many
Queen
points you guys
one,
got out of it.
Or number three.
Big. Kling was number one.
Okay.
Kling was number one. So,
what was
so
the last
they got,
one, Stephanie?
The last one was Garden. Garden.
That would be number four.
So that was number four. So you guys got 21, 18 points there, 18 points there, 10 points there, 8 points there, and 8 points there. We're still beating you guys, I believe. Okay. Yeah, because you got Real and Raw over there. So for I'll tally up them up. Okay, so we're going to go to the next questions. We're going to go to the next, let's see, five. We're going to do five since we're running out of time. We're just going to do a set of five, and we're going to see who wins. All right, you guys. All right. All right, so who's up next? It's Yusuf Kente.
Yep.
And on Honey Hush side is going to be Michael Gay. Yusuf Kente and Michael Gay. I'm going to put everybody on mute. Take yourself out of the queue. And I keep putting myself on mute. Yusuf Kente and Michael Gay are the only ones who's going to press the number one.
We can't hear you, Steph.
Can't hear you.
Sorry, you got. Okay, Yusuf Kente, and Michael Gay. I need you guys to press the number one. Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna take you guys on. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just trying to make this go fast. All right, so Yusuf Kente and Michael Gay. The question is: name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot weather. All right, so he hit it first. Yusuf Kente hit it first, so go ahead, Yusuf. Name a traditional activity traditionally done in hot weather.
Baseball.
Baseball. That's the number two answer. Michael Gay, you can beat him. You can beat him. Let me open up your mic. That's the number two answer. Let me open up Michael Gay. Come on, Michael. You got to come through. Name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot weather.
Soccer.
You cannot be on my damn team again.
I can't think of nothing else.
All right, Yusuf Kente, you guys want to play?
We'll come back.
You guys want to play? Of course, I'm sure you guys want to do that. Let me go ahead and mute my teammate and open up your teammates. Hit number one if you're on Mama D's team, please, so I can see you guys in the queue. All right, Delia. There you go. And somebody else is missing. I got Delia and Courtney. Where's Mama D at?
Mama D, she's 559-681.
I don't see her in the queue. Press number one. I see 548-728.
Hold on. Mama, press number one.
Yeah, press number one, Mama D.
She said,
I see her, 681.
Okay.
I see her. I'll just open it up. All right, so after you said Kente is Delia.
Delia.
My turn.
Swimming.
Yep.
Woo!
Yep, number one answer.
Good answer.
Michael, that's why I was like, you can't.
I just knew he was going to get it. He said soccer.
Ooh!
He said soccer.
Okay, so number one. So you guys got it so far. No strikes, and there's three answers left on the board. So Mama D, name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot water. In hot weather, my bad. Name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot weather.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go with track.
You said track?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Good answer, Mama D. Nice try, Mama D. Nice try, though.
All right, Courtney, name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot weather.
I'm gonna go with volleyball.
Okay, good answer. It's there. All right, good for you. It's there. That's the number three answer. So you guys got the top three answers so far. We got two answers left on the board. Name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot weather. Two more answers left.
Swimming's
already been done.
Oh, really? Fishing.
Yeah. You said fishing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. All right, you guys got one answer, two strikes, and two answers left on the board. We got Delia next on up.
Surfing.
Delia, name a. Good.
Surfing. Go out to the beach and surf.
You got it.
Good answer.
All right, one answer left on the board, and this is going to Mama D. Name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot weather. One answer left.
Okay. I know what this has to be because I just happened to think of my son-in-law, and I know what he does all the time in the summer. He plays golf.
All right, honey hush, press the number one, honey hush, so I can break you guys open so y'all can steal this. Get the answer together, honey hush players. Get the answer together.
Hiking, camping, kayaking.
Everybody picnic.
Three seconds. Name a recreational activity traditionally done in hot weather. One answer left on the board. Come on, give me an answer. 3 seconds.
Skiing.
One.
That's not me.
Three, two, one.
Water skiing.
Three, two, one.
Give me one answer, please. One answer.
Mountain climbing.
You guys just gave it to the we didn't like. You guys are letting real and raw kill us today.
What's the answer?
What was number five? Number five is boating.
I had that.
But we said, well, they said water skiing.
That's not boating. That's stuff on the back of a boat.
Well, you got to get on the boat to water ski, but okay.
I said water ski and boating.
No, you got to get on the boat to water ski. So
okay.
It should have been that, you know, boating slash water skiing.
Ali, water balloon.
That's right.
Chris Board, I wouldn't be sick.
It should have been boating slash water skiing. That's what it should have been, like they do on the show.
Well, regardless,
all right.
This is the last round, and Real and Raw
is beating Honey Hush today, okay? Mm-hmm. They're beating us because they won that second round, so they're beating
us now. We're getting ready to come back on them right now.
All right. Let me find a good one.
I thought you said we were only doing one more.
No, we got one more person. I want to do it one more person, and that would be Yusuf Kente. No, Delia and Michael. Oh, no, we already did Michael. It's Johnny Graham, Cracker Davis, and Delia coming up to the mic. Everybody take yourself out the queue, please. I got to put you on mute first. Hold on.
Mine don't do nothing.
I know. I'm going to put you. I'll do it. All right, Johnny's still there, too. Okay, Johnny, take yourself out the queue, Johnny. All right, cool. So it's going to be Johnny and Delia. And the question is, Delia, okay, let me make sure Delia's out. Okay, this is the top seven answers, you guys. Top seven answers. Name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon. Name something a man better not take along on his honeymoon. All right, Johnny. Nice. All right, Johnny hit it first. Delia, let me open it. Okay, so Johnny, what's your answer?
Condoms.
Oh! Delia?
His mother.
Say that again, Delia.
His mother.
All right, that's number three. So you guys want to play or pass? Delia, you want to play or pass?
We'll play.
All right. So you guys to play. Everybody that's on Delia's team, press the number one, please. All right, I got, okay, let me take you out. Leave hers open and leave her. Okay, so next is Mama D. Mama D. Name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon.
I'm going to go, I didn't hear what the other answer was.
She said his mother, which is his parents. That's number three on the board, top seven answers.
Okay, then I'm going to go with, how about his mistress?
That's right. That's the number one answer, Johnny. I thought you were going to say number one answer, another woman, another woman. All right. Good answer. All right. Courtney, top seven answers.
Ooh.
He's answered two, another woman, and his parents are already up on the board. We got the top five. We got five left.
I know my man did not bring his cell phone.
Oh, number two answer. There you go. Number two Ooh. Answer. Yeah. Cell phone, number two answer. All right. Yusuf Kente, just turn it on. I mean, you could look at it from your sister or your mother's perspective, I guess. Name something that, or I mean, you can answer. You know, you're a man. Name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon. So far, we got another woman, cell phone, and his parents. Top seven
answers.
Still got.
His
okay,
work.
Number four answer.
Answer.
You guys
good
are
answer.
Just going
good
down
answer.
The line. Number four answer. Good answer. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Going
All right.
back up to going to Miss Delia. Delia, name something
I'm sorry,
that a man
I didn't
had
hear
bear-
what Yusuf said.
He said his work. His work.
Oh okay. Oh dang. Okay.
Can you start the ride?
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
Name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon. Three answers still left on the board.
A book. Reading
a book.
Material.
Okay, reading material. Let's see. All right, you guys got one strike. Going back to Mrs. D. Mrs. D, name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon. We got three answers left on the board.
Actually, I'd like to think that neither one of us would take our cell phones on our honeymoon because we don't want to get
She said that already. Courtney said that already. Yeah, she
okay,
said cell phone.
Something you better not take on his thing. I know. I gotta hurry.
3 seconds.
How about
three?
Oh my. How
two,
about his friend? His friend.
Six.
I think the woman play his.
You got it.
His,
you got that answer. Y'all going down the line. Number five.
Oh
that was number five on the board. All right. So, Mama D, you got it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Courtney.
Come on, Courtney.
Two
you
answers
can do
left.
What else
two
is
answers
there
left on the board.
Okay,
name something
think.
That a man had better not take along on this honeymoon.
Okay. Let me think. What else can you bring? Can't bring
okay.
all the shit. His, I don't know, his. What else do you have? Yeah, dog.
Three.
His dog.
Okay.
Or cat.
Let me see if that's on there.
Damn it. Is it?
Yes, it's pet. That was the last.
Oh
okay, one more answer left. One strike left. You guys got one strike, and there's only one answer left on this. So I'm going to Yusuf Kente. Name something that a man had better not take along on his honeymoon.
Low performance.
I know that's right.
That's a good answer for sure.
Okay.
It's a good answer, but it's not the answer.
Oh,
we got
it should
two strikes. We got two strikes and one answer left, Delia. One answer left, Delia. Name something that a man had better not take along
oh, no.
on his honeymoon.
Pajamas.
Come on.
Did you hear what I said?
What?
I said he don't need to bring no pajamas.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Don't bring no
all
clothes.
Right, what? All right, honey hush. Come on, you guys. Come on, Johnny, you guys. Please.
Got it. I got
yeah.
it. I got it.
Okay, you better have it, you guys. Juanita, you guys come together and let honey hush come back and win this.
What you think?
Okay. So is everybody open?
Yeah, everybody's open.
Yeah.
Daryl Plown's open.
What you got, girl?
Juanita's open.
Ooh.
All right.
What you got,
Daryl? Is that your answer?
What you got, Daryl? Well,
we didn't say nothing yet.
Yeah, huh? Who just said something?
I'm going to say his favorite pastime, and I'm going to say golf clubs.
Yeah,
yes,
I would say golf clubs, too.
Uh-uh.
Is that your
there.
Final?
That better not be on there.
That's
I don't
what
believe
I said.
That's my answer. That's fair.
That's you guys' answer? That's our answer.
y'all know y'all don't feel good about that victory.
No,
wait a
minute.
Okay. Rudy,
you
gotta
let
us
high five now first.
Honey,
no
problem.
High five, bro.
It's on there.
High five, girl.
On
behalf of
the Golf
Club.
It's number six on there. It's number six.
High five,
Stella.
High five,
Stella.
High five to Google, because when my team
didn't get
it right now, I high five to Google.
Right. We don't figure out the game. High five.
Even if you Google, it might not be on the board. Even if you Google. Even if you Google, it might not be on the board. Even if you
Google,
is it on
the
board?
No, but see, now, you were showing your guilt. You were showing your guilt for
the
fact that you saw the answer, didn't you?
No, I'm literally trying to wrap my brain. You said golf clubs. I'm like, golf clubs? Where the golf clubs come from?
Chat room open. My bad, you guys.
Because if you're on your honeymoon, you shouldn't be golfing. No, if you're on your honeymoon, you shouldn't be out golfing.
Yeah, but it's a whole lot of things that men shouldn't be doing on their honeymoon, but they do.
Yeah.
But golfing is one you should not be. Where you're
really
out on the right, you should not be out golfing.
We won.
One of their past
Honey
times.
Hush won. We won. Boss said. Sorry, really. Good. You guys are good, though. Really raw. You guys were amazing. Thank you guys so much. We are done. It is 10 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight to game night here on Honey Hush. Honey Hush, still rule.
High five, fellas.
Next
high
up,
five.
Cool Critics. Thank you, guys. You guys. Thank you, Juanita,
thank
for showing
you.
Up. Thank you,
thank
Kimberly.
You.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you guys next week here on Honey Hush. You guys have a great rest of the work week. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Bar four.